cobuzz.com. Rencontre par Marc Sisman.
Hi Ivry.
Hi.
So you're young and professionals, so that's it?
We're professionals, all right. John is really young. Yeah.
So when you decided to work together, you both had like a little bit of musical history behind you. What was this project, the birth of this project came with one track, or you really had like a plan in your mind? How was it?
Well, it started by Johnny calling me when he was 17. He was calling me on the phone and saying, look, I'm doing this album, I'm a producer. I take a lot of different famous singers and each one of them will make one song with me and that'll be the album, like a producer's album. And I said, okay, that's cool, that's great. But right now I'm in the middle of my project. I was releasing my fifth album or something and you know, I can't do it right now, but I would love to talk to you and you can give me a call when you're done and see what happens and stuff. So a year later, he actually called me and he said, hey, it's me again and I'm done with the album, but let's do something together, let's work. And then I said, you know what, send me something. And he sent me this beat that he did. And I thought, wow, this is really amazing. And immediately I went to my studio and I started recording something on it. And then I sent it to him. And then he started, so it's basically what we started doing together started really by, I won't just say like coincidence, by just by artistic artistic exploration of something new, you know, like for both of us, you know, something just, he lived in Jerusalem, I lived in Tel Aviv, so we didn't meet, we actually sent files over the internet all the time, you know, using Dropbox to just send stuff to each other and, you know, record stuff each in his own studio. And then during that first year that we worked together, we wrote like 14 songs, but we met only four times. So it was funny, but...
When you sent him the beat, did you have in mind his voice? Did you prepare the beats for him or not specially?
No, probably lead, but his voice, of course.
Okay.
The style, probably.
Yeah, the style and the vibe.
Yeah.
So, and when you met it for the first time, so was it the same to work seeing each other than just be behind your computer?
Well, I think it did went really well immediately. I think for me, because I'm not used to working with other people, I did a lot of what I do alone because I was always writing on all my albums. Sometimes I would produce with someone else, but the writing process I always did alone. So for me to be actually in the same room with someone and write a song together was a bit different than what I was used to. But I think there was something in our dynamics that allowed me to be free in that situation. And we also found that we like a lot of the same music and that we think that we have kind of similar tastes and that we think pretty much the same about most of the music in the world. So so it was pretty easy for us.
So there's like, a, I mean, doing a cover of a song, even if it's completely different, like the ASU or even the Lana Del Rey, how do you approach doing a cover of a song, because you have to keep the song in itself, yeah. but also to put your own personal touch. So what is a good balance between paying tribute and also putting your own personal touch?
Well, with DSAO, it's a bit different because it's not really a cover. It's a sample. Yeah, yeah. We took the sample and then we wrote a whole different song about it. You know, it's a new meaning. The lyrics mean something else. Even the letters DSAO get new meaning. So so it's something different. So that's what we really like doing: taking something, you know, something old maybe, and taking it and then creating something totally new with it, which is an interesting concept. And when you do a cover, I think we like doing covers because it's interesting. You know, both of us are producers, so we have this thing that when we hear a song, we say, okay, this is a great song, we love it, but we think that we can also play it this way. You know what I mean? Like with Lana Del Rey, which is a beautiful ballad when she does that. It's like a ballad song, it's beautiful, and you have the strings and the piano, and it's all like, you know, this really amazing vibe.
But it can be rock.
It can be a rock song, right? Yeah, yeah. So and we both immediately heard that. So we kind of went like, okay, this is a beautiful song and it's great, but we can also offer something else with this song. So for us, it's a challenge also to do a cover.
So when we look at the whole album, it's like different flavors. There's some very electronic orientated. Some are more like pop stuff. So, but at the end, it looks like a big journey, like one big book with different chapters.
It is.
What was the construction of the album? I mean, because like you say in the beginning, you were sending songs and doing tracks, but it doesn't sound like just a collection of songs. It's really like a big
It's got a concept.
Thing.
Actually, the concept of the album is that it's like it's one day in the life of a young professional. That's why we call it a nine to five to whenever.
Thanks.
Because we it starts in the morning, you know, when you wake up and you have this song to wake up to, and then you go to the office, and then you go for lunch, and then you go home, and then you go to a bar, and then you go to a club, and then you so it's that's why it's like a journey, you know what I mean? Some of the songs that are more like a beginning of a day
waking up
and you know a bit more chilled. And then it gets hotter and hotter to the club, you know. So
and to the after party.
The after party. Yeah. So it's like a little journey, one day journey.
You mentioned when you met for the first time, you were talking about music and realized that you had a lot of different similar tastes. What were your first main influences and the stuff you wanted to put in this project?
The first band was the Postal Service.
Yeah.
It's the first band that we both were. Listening to a lot when we started working. Yeah, we were listening to them a lot, and I think they were a big influence on what we did in the first songs.
Hot Chip
and U.S. Postal Service. Yeah. And after that, you know, we come from a lot of... Both of us really like electronic music, you know, like stuff from Kraftwerk and Jean-Michel Jarre and, you know, stuff like that to
Justice
stuff.
And Solwax and... Guetta.
Guetta and Def Punk and, you know, a lot of French stuff. LCD Sound System, you know, a lot of, like, the more electronic stuff that goes on. The things that we... Johnny is very much into hip-hop. He grew up listening to a lot of hip-hop. He was a hip-hop guy. And me, although I really dig hip-hop, it wasn't my major thing. I was more into, like, synth-pop from the 80s, you know, bands like Depeche Mode... Pet Shop Boys, stuff like that.
And when you put all that in a big basket,
and then you put all that in a big basket, so you get Pet Shop Boys with hip hop beats.
With <Greg. laughs>
Was it difficult actually to find a good direction? And there is also another thing is that you have already like a big career with a lot of experiences that maybe you did not. And also, or was it to find a good balance between maybe you wanted to? You found a good balance to work together?
Totally. It's very easily? I think it's very intuitive the way we work. We just we don't think too much. We like throw ideas, you know. I can throw an idea, Johnny, calling from my car and saying, "Whoa, there's this song. It's called DISCO. Go check it out on YouTube. We have to sample the chorus and do a new song with it," you know? On the other hand, Johnny can call me or send me an email with, "I just did this new beat, you have to write something on it." It's like da 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 da. And then I write this little piece, and then he will say, "Okay, that piece is good, and then we'll add this." You know, like it's very intuitive. We don't stop and think so much. We try not to. We leave the thinking to after, you know, not to the writing process.
I remember that one of the day I did a beat called Wake Up. So I called Ivry and I said him, we have a new song called Wake Up. Come, come in the noon.
Yeah.
And he came, and he came, and
that's it.
That's it.
And that, yeah, that's how I wrote the lyrics using that Wake Up, you know. Yeah. They start from Wake Up, and then I took it to like, wake up what, you know, like it's, and it's not even about waking up in the morning, it's about a society waking up to what's going on, you know. So yeah, that's how we do it, that's how we work with between us, and it works.
Did you learn from this project, you personally, I mean, working with him, which is an experience which is different from what you stuff you did before, what did you learn, and what was possible with this project, which was not before?
I think, first of all, for me, I learned how to really work with another musician, not only as a producer, you know, because it's a different relationship when if you take someone to produce your album, then it's a different relationship than if you're writing songs with someone, because writing songs with someone is a totally different thing. It's a totally different attitude, and for me, I can tell you that even though I'm the experienced one and I've made many albums and, you know, blah, blah. Mm. I still, to this day, when we write together, I have to work on myself to get over the initial shame in writing a song. For me, there's always something shameful when you start to write a song. I know it sounds
regarding words or regarding
the whole thing. You know, when I just start a creative, when I have a creative idea, I think arts come from a lot of insecurity. I think the initial idea is always something shameful.
You feel like naked, or it's
I feel very naked. Mm-hmm. I feel very, very naked, but not when you want to be naked. You know what I mean? You can be naked as in, like, I'm in bed with my lover. I want to be naked. Mm. I get naked on purpose. Or you can be like, oops, I lost all my clothes in the middle of the street. I'm naked in the middle of the street.
Like a dream or a nightmare, you're in the street naked.
Yeah, so for me, when I write songs, I'm more naked in the middle of the street.
It's like going to the shrink?
A little bit, yeah, because I don't know, like, I don't know what's going on, you know what I mean? I don't know even if it's good or not. Maybe it's horrible, maybe it's stupid, you know? And when you write songs with someone, you need to feel comfortable to be stupid next to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a very important feeling, because if I won't be free enough to feel stupid next to someone, then I can't write a song with them, because the initial period of a song is always stupid. The beginning is always, when you look, when you search, is always a place where you're the most vulnerable, you know, and to be able to be like that, I'm very used to being like that in front of myself at home, but it's just in front of myself, that's not a problem, you know, but to be like that against right next to someone else is always harder, and it's always... So that's what I've learned in this process. I've learned how to be very stupid next to Johnny.
And what did you learn from having his voice on your beats and on your production?
I think I can... I don't tell the language of Hebrew.
He will say, it's complicated, so he'll say in Hebrew and I'll
translate.
Okay,
no problem.
שיש משהו נורא יפה שעושים ביט, בפרויקט הזה, אז אני לא יודע כאילו מה הולך לבוא על זה בתור מנגינה. וכמעט כל פעם מחדש, הדבר שיוצא בסופו של דבר ממה שקורה בהתחלה, כי בהתחלה אתה תמיד מדמיין משהו. כאילו, אתה עושה את הביט ואתה נשאר מדמיין משהו, והתוצאה הסופית היא תמיד שונה. וזה כאילו יוצא איזה מין, זה יצירה שהיא שלך, והיא כאילו בעצם גם לא שלך, כי אתה, שוב, בגלל החיבור. שזה תמיד, כל פעם מחדש זה מפתיע ומוזר ומרגש, כאילו באותו זמן.
כן. What Johnny explained is when you create a beat, even though it's just a beat, you kind of imagine what a melody might be like. Like what kind of music, what kind of song it might be like. But then when he sends over the beat to me and I start writing on it, like lyrics and melodies, then it's obviously different than this initial thing that he might have in mind. So eventually there's like this creature that's, it's yours, but it's also not really yours, you know, not yours totally, or not.
It's a monster.
It's kind of a. You're not. It's not totally yours, because if you would do it, you would do it differently. But then you open it, and it's different, because what the other guy brings in is different than what you would have done. But I think when you write with someone, that's the beautiful thing, you know. For me,
definitely.
There's a lot of stuff in what we do that I wouldn't be able to write by myself, you know, if it's harmonies and beats and stuff. It goes the other way around, I think, for Johnny. It's a combination when two people create something together.
It's a real band.
It's not something that either one of them could do without the other one.
You already have in mind what you want to do next?
You have tons of all the time.
A triple album.
We talk about
the four next album already.
We don't know what we talk about.
But I mean, there's some stuff you want to go in certain directions that you did not go for the first album.
I'm sure we'll try stuff. We're all about trying stuff. We like trying different samples. We like trying different sounds and being influenced by different stuff. I'm sure we'll search a lot of stuff, you know, but eventually we'll work very intuitively. It'll be very intuitive. If we both like move in the studio and we get excited and we dance and we're like whoa, this is exciting, then it's good for us. And if we feel like, you know, then we're not happy and eventually we won't use it.
Are you a big music addict? Do you listen to a lot of stuff? Do you download a lot of stuff? Do you go to a lot of concerts? So
we definitely listen to a lot of stuff and a lot of different stuff. I think.
What are the last stuff, for example, that you listen to in the plane, for example?
On the plane, I listen to two different albums of Iron and Wine.
Really?
Yeah, I love Iron and Wine.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Love.
Yeah.
That's what I listen to on the album.
Far away from your project.
Very far. Yeah.
And you? What was the last stuff you were listening to? Right.
The Blackies' new album.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rencontre par Marc Zisman.